You know what? It's been 10 years since a team repeated in the Super Bowl and years before that. And each year when you come out here and start another year, do you start thinking about your limited opportunities to get back there a couple of times?
Not really. No, I just think about the opportunity we have in front of us and the great group of guys that we've assembled. This is the time of year when you're trying to get your team to gel together. The mix of young guys that we brought in through the draft and some veteran guys like Pep, and then some of the guys who are getting older, and we're, calling on them to do a little bit more this season. So this team has a different feel, as every team is different. Just talking with Mike today, you sense the kind of the hunger that we have, which is exciting. The locker room is a little bit louder than maybe it's been in the last few years. I think that's just an influx of energy that we have and a general excitement for what we're doing.
Mike said that he's sensing a lot more maturity this year, that you guys are further along as a team than you've probably ever been. Do you sense that?
Well, I think Mike deserves a lot of credit for that, with the schedule in the off season, the demand he puts on his coaches to get the guys prepared. We've had some good walkthrough time, and then obviously our time on the field has been focused as much on fundamentals as it has been on the team periods. I think that really helps the young guys. The off season is really it's different. When I was a rookie and a young player, we were here in early March, and we had a lot of time to get up to speed with the playbook and a ton of time studying defenses. Now these young guys, when they come in, it's less time. They're working out early and they're here a little later, but I think it puts a bigger strain on them to learn the offense. So the demand on the coaches to get those guys prepared, and the demand that they have on the players to get up to speed quickly, when those kind of match up like they have this year, then you see a team that's a little farther along than usual.
How much do you think attendance has to do with that? Not every team has full attendance. It's pretty good here. Do you take that for granted, or do you think that's part of the maturity?
Yeah, I think that's really important. We've been, since Mike has been here, we've been a team with usually really good attendance in the off season. Part of that is the contracts. They put some likely to be earned money in there as a workout bonus, which, although I would be 100% guy, I know most of the guys in here would be. When you have money to be earned like that, that's no excuse to miss it. But when you care about leadership opportunities as well, whether you're a young guy or a veteran guy, it's great to be here and to put in the time. The joke is it's voluntary, mandatory workouts, but this is the time where you can really get better, and I think the guys make the most of those opportunities.
Aaron, of the younger receivers, who's caught your eye?
Well, it's a deep group. I think it could be as deep a group as we've had here. Might not be the big names like we've had in the past when we had the whole stable of guys. But I think you can definitely see us keeping six guys there in that position, because we are a pretty deep group. Obviously, Boyd coming along from last year is going to get a lot of looks. And then the young guys as a whole are coming along. I don't like to make a lot of predictions in helmets and shorts, but there's been a lot of plays made. Harper was making a lot of plays before he tweaked his hamstring. Devontae's making some plays, but all those guys are improving. And I think, really spots four through six potentially, it's pretty wide open.
Knowing, you just said you don't like to anoint guys early, but what have you seen from Richard Rodgers?
Well, he's made a lot of plays. Matt and I were actually just talking about it, how when we made the pick, some of the so-called experts on the draft channel said that he was a late sixth-round pick. They had him as far as a grade, which is pretty laughable when you watch the talent that he's got and the ability, especially with some of the plays he made today. Again, it's helmets and shorts, but you have to be excited about his body type and the hands. I mean, he's made some incredible catches. Makes it look easy. And I think he's really going to push for some playing time if he can transfer what he's done in the spring now to the fall and have the potential to be an impact player.
Mike just told us him playing in Sonny Dyke's system for a year, having a good receiver, benefited him. Do you agree with that? Or?
I don't know about that. That's all I got to say about that.
Aaron, what do you kind of make of maybe some of the random scuffles and stuff during practice? I mean, does that just increase the competition?
I love it. I love the energy. I love the passion. There will be There will be those altercations in training camp. I think when you guys remember this is a professional environment, not a personal environment, then you won't have any issues in the locker room. But every now and then you got to stir it up a little bit. You know, you got to make some changes. I like the changes that we've made with personnel, with bringing in some different coaches. It's a natural progression. And when you have some new players, there's always going to be some stuff like that, guys getting used to the practice tempo. And sometimes guys don't like getting tossed down a little bit, and you need to work it out.
With the decreasing amount of practices you have in training camp, are these OTAs or mini camps even more valuable to you with those pre-snap reads you heard from your receivers? I saw you talking to some of the young guys last week about eye contact on certain routes, et cetera.
Yeah, it's important. You know, as you become a veteran player in this league and in this offense, you know, my voice needs to be heard a lot by those young guys, because there's an offense on paper and there's an offense the way that I like to run it. And there's little tweaks that we put in and things that the veteran guys and myself, that Jordy and Randall and Boykin have seen me do, that you just need to pass on to those guys so that they have an idea of the types of things I'm looking for at the snap and after the snap. And those guys will come along. The more reps they get with me and Matt and those guys, they'll be dialed in. But this is going to be an exciting training camp. I'm probably more excited for this season than I've been in a long time, because of the attitude I see from this team and just the young talent that we have. And if we can put it all together, then it could be pretty exciting around here.
And it's tough when the expectation is those division titles. Then you talked about being excited, but three in a row, and the one before that was a Super Bowl win without a division title. Is that tough when you go in with expectations that anything less is?
No, that's how we like it. This is title town. This is why they pay us the way they pay us. And there's an expectation to win, and win now. And we feel it as an older player. You feel it even more. And this is a great opportunity for us. And it's a combination of team chemistry and staying healthy, and in playing the right way at the right time. And that's what we did in 2010, and we got to get back there.